whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And
we are here too.
I left you high and dry.
You did.
Your eyes just about fell out of your head.
Let's take that from the top.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
And we. I thought it was because I gave you no shoulder action. Then I really threw in the shoulders and still no action.
And we are here to rant and rave. Ooh, a lot of shoulder. Oh, I love it.
That one touched my ear.
Oh, that's how much control you have. Very, very nimble shoulders.
Do you want to take tap class with me?
Nope. I took tap in college and I was madly in love with my teacher.
Oh, you didn't love the tapping?
No, my boobs are too big.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. It hurts. It's like
it's the only dance I was good at, and maybe that's part of why I loved. No, seriously, I actually love tapping. I don't even put a G on the end.
What is wrong with you?
No, but they have adult tap classes.
You need a shirt that says "I love tapping."
Well, my dance teacher as a kid wore one that said "tapping," and he's a man, and he wore like a half shirt, and it said "tapping."
Yes,
with a big apostrophe.
Did he also teach you b-boy dancing?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Good. I'm really glad.
Just a lot of tap.
Huh. Not for me. Not for me. My body wasn't built for tap. Do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
And yes.
Because I'm sure somebody wants to tell me, Dana, you can tap.
Please write in and get her to get on board with this.
No.
And to go tapping with me. You can follow us and find us on social media with messages like that coming through secondly, hourly, sometimes minutely. I'm making all of this up on the fly, folks.
I'm so sorry. Apple News wanted to let me know there's a formal impeachment inquiry of President Trump.
Oh, Snapple.
Okay. We're not a political podcast.
We are not. Find us at the Rants and Raves podcast on Facebook and Instagram, on Twitter at @Raves_the. But let's face it, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where it's at.
Yes.
That's where we're holding our own court.
Yes.
You can email us at therantsandraves@gmail.com and also through our contact button on our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. So many of you send in amazing reviews to us. We really appreciate it.
We're starting to make our videos. We posted our first videos today, which will mean nothing to you when this comes out. But we do want to let you guys know that when we make these videos, we're aware that some of you may not see them. We're putting them in our stories.
Mm-hmm.
So we're highlighting them, and there is a special section
called shout outs.
Yes, it's called shout outs in the highlight section, and you can see all of our shout outs to everybody, so they'll be saved there. So thank you for that. We love it.
Thank you.
Lucy was in a video today for a millisecond.
For a little second.
Ollie was not available. He's off visiting neighbors.
Yep. Just tramping around town again.
Murphy's asleep, and Cutter, come on, guys. She would never stand for it.
She's waiting for me to come in and out of the bathroom.
How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Anything exciting?
Nothing terribly exciting. I'm getting ready for another trip. I had gone on one. Now I'm headed to Yosemite, which is a yearly thing, and I love it so much. I'm very excited about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't remember, as I've told
it's
you
fine.
Before, most of my week, but I did do a show, which I haven't been able to do in quite some time.
Nice.
An improv show. It was very fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and I had some girlfriends come out. Literally, when I post something about I'm going to be on a TV show, which plug, the new season of The Good Place comes out.
Yeah.
You might see a little Dana Powell at the end of the world.
Totally.
So check that out if you want to. But I definitely feel like, wait, what was I even talking about?
About getting to do a show recently.
Oh, yeah. I just got so insecure because I was like, you dumb chucker. No, but I got to do a show, and I haven't been able to do one for a long, long time. And some girlfriends came out. Whenever I post about a show, nobody likes it.
Right.
Like, I can get 500 likes on when I'm on TV or something like mm-hmm. that. But if I post, hey, guys, I'm doing a show this weekend, like 2 likes and it's from somebody in,
that you don't know.
Yeah. Like in another state. Wish I could be there. So, right. But I had 4 friends come out and it was really, really sweet.
That's so nice.
And this is how sad it is. Everyone was like, oh my God, Dana, you brought like almost the whole audience, which we had a great audience. People did come. I was very grateful. But I was like, literally, I don't think anyone's come to see me do an improv show in a decade.
That's not true. But that is hilarious. And you're right. I mean, it's very nice when you have the surprise of people showing up to
lovely.
A live show.
It made me feel special.
Hey, I know something that we both did last week and together, and we both forgot about it. We had a rehearsal together with some amazing ladies that we know.
Jessica and I are performing together, which hasn't happened in a long, long time.
Exactly.
We used to do the waiting room. So we're in a group called Lady Biker Gang, mm-hmm. and we have a show coming up next month.
Yes.
At the Hudson Theater.
October 21st, if you live in LA.
Yeah, Jessica will not be there.
No, I will.
Oh, you are? I thought you were missing it.
I'm missing the one that's gonna be on September 28th.
Okay, I need to write all this down, because if you're not gonna be there, I'll never remember it.
Yeah.
If I don't
actually
have you.
By that, yeah.
Anyway, it's just fun improv stuff with some really great ladies we've known for a long, long time.
I am gonna throw this out there though, so you guys can start getting prepared.
Yes,
if you do.
Special announcement. Where's my kalimba? Oh, it's over there. It's too far.
No, it isn't.
Oh my God, Jessica. Okay, guys, hold on. Here we go.
Special
Jessica's never seen the magic before. Special announcement.
Amazing. So these are kind of back-to-back to each other. But again, October 21st, we have a show with Lady Biker Gang. That is the Comedy Central Hudson stage on Santa Monica Boulevard. But right before that, on October 18th, that is a Friday night at 6 p.m., you can come see our first live
podcast.
Yes. That is going to be at the West Side Comedy Theater. And we are part of the West Side Improv Festival, which will be happening all weekend long. Amazing theater, amazing people that run it. We know and love them so much.
Yes. Thank you, Nick Armstrong, for giving us a slot.
Yes. And big shout out to all of the people that make everything run over there. It's an amazing theater with comedy and improv nights a week.
There's stand up, there's sketch, there's improv teams.
And when
really
we say stand up, it's like, oh, you're watching stand up and it's great. Oh, really? Dana Carvey just decided to drop in and try an hour of new
Adam
material.
Sandler, David Spade,
Dave Chappelle, many.
Kevin Pollak is there all the time. And in fact, I think they're doing a live podcast.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Amazing.
I know he has a podcast with Joey Greer and a bunch of people. Yes. So, yeah. Anyway, great, great talent.
Yes. But and if you are in town for real, please.
It's in Santa Monica. Beautiful, beautiful place right on the promenade. You can do some touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's actually directly behind the promenade.
Yes.
It's on the back side of the promenade.
And you can come have a drink with us.
Yeah. We would love to see you. It's going to be an amazing, amazing night. October 17th, 6 p.m.
at West Side.
Yes. West Side Comedy Theater, and we will be putting this in our social media, so if you follow us, you will see lots of details about that.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, people know how to get a hold of us, right?
Yeah,
every way possible. Okay. Yay, special announcement.
That makes me so happy. I can't wait until one of the fur babies comes in and outs
starts,
on that.
I know, we'll hear it. Okay,
well, why don't you take us right into...
into our rant?
Into our first rant for today.
This one's from a listener, and I relate so hard. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad this person wrote this in. Okay, here we go. Blah, 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 blah. I have a rant. When you call in for phone support, and they give you the option to call you when there's not so much of a wait, so then you wait an hour, and they call you, and you get put on hold to wait. Sincerely, your friend who is not a friend of Apple right now. I never choose that option because I think it's a lie. But now I know they will call you back just to put you on hold again. That's infuriating.
That adds insult to injury more than anything.
And the thing is, I go, okay, why are there not enough people to take calls? There's a job problem.
Right.
Right? So, but it's just that they don't want to help us. That's what it boils down to. These companies are now making it harder and harder and harder to get in touch with them. And Apple is bad because they're always busy, but even returning things, I know you had an issue with returning something, mm-hmm. and then I won't get you started.
I'm turning into Sling Blade.
Oh, put some mustard on them taters. And also the rideshare places, there is no phone number. Totally. There literally is no phone number.
Well, you're bringing up a great point that drives me to insanity lately. So many companies do not list a phone number anymore.
Yeah.
And you can search
because it's
high and low and you're not going to find it.
No, because it's so easy for them to just ignore an email.
Yep.
And then you get no help.
Totally.
Which, I mean, by the way, on the phone, I've just as easily been hung up on before and gotten no help, which always drives me insane. There's nothing that makes me more incensed than when you're on the phone and you're starting to get aggravated because they won't help you and you ask for a manager and they hang up on you.
Yep. Oh, it must have been disconnected. Please hold.
Uh-huh.
And now you're back to ground zero.
I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor. Click.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But do not call me when you're saying, hey, this is a much more convenient way for you, mm-hmm. and we'll call you when we have availability, and then put me on hold. Are you kidding me? You've got to be joking.
It really is. And also, a lot of the times, the people that you are talking to don't have any way to help you.
They have no way, and they don't care.
They don't. But I'm serious, because I know someone that used to work at a call center. They're flipping through a book. It's like, oh, what did you say, ma'am? And then they're flipping through for that specific thing, whether it's the Psychic Friends Network, dead serious. That's part of why I know this. My friend used to work there.
Amazing.
Or calling for tech support for QuickBooks. Do you know?
I have a quick question for you.
What?
Was your friend a psychic?
No, but they worked there and there was a book. So depending on what you were saying or what they were leading you with, there was a whole book.
What a scam. Flip through.
Yeah.
I want to believe in it so bad.
In person, maybe, but not on the phone.
Yeah,
I mean, it's no different than like all those. Remember how many call-in lines there was when we were kids?
So many. But I got to tell you, like, to me, the psychic one, if you're going to throw your money away, at least make it sexy. Like, at least get an erotic story out of it.
Exactly.
Don't have someone tell you your future. That's not going to happen.
Or if it's you, Sasquatch porn, your personal favorite.
I've never watched Sasquatch porn.
Well, you sure talked about it enough to raise my father's eyebrow.
It fascinates me. Who's into it? I want to know. I want to know them and what they're about.
Oh, I don't want to know them.
I do.
No.
I want to do a documentary on them.
Okay, that's fine.
For TLC.
Because I will watch them from afar, like I do many things via a documentary.
Well,
I can watch it.
Inviting them over for dinner.
But I like that idea because then with a documentary, you can be a voyeur from the safety of your own home.
Well, and also, yeah, you're right. But I just want to know because I am a weirdo. Okay, you want to know something super weird and embarrassing about me since it's just you and me and this isn't going out all over the world? I told my girlfriend this last night. She laughed at me so hard. So I love historical fiction.
Yes.
And one of my favorite authors is Philippa Gregory. It's Philippa Gregory. I don't know why
what
I can't
say. What
does
she write?
She writes historical fiction. So one of her most famous books is The Other Boleyn Girl.
Oh, okay.
So which they made into a not great movie, but all of her books are so wonderful. So I'm reading one right now. What is it called? The Traitor or something like that. Okay. I think it's one of her newer ones. I always try to get them when they come out. But it's about this woman who marries a traitor or whatever. Oh. And so I said in my mind when I'm like sleepy and listening and imagining and this is how I get into a story. I am that woman. Is this bad?
No.
And Idris Elba, and I'm in love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I approve.
Dan Tipton's in the next room.
Looked over my shoulder like as though he's watching us with binoculars.
It is inappropriate, but I just think he's so handsome. And I told my sisters, I feel like if we ever met, he'd really like me.
You know he used to be a DJ, too.
Oh.
He started out as a DJ as a young man when he moved to New York.
He just gets handsomer and handsomer with every second he's alive.
He's a beautiful specimen of a human being. And the accent just makes you weak in the knees.
Like that movie where he breaks into the woman's house. And like he feigns that he has a car wreck and he's killed his girlfriend and he's abducting her and her kids. It's not a great movie, but I've watched it 3 times. He's so handsome.
Jesus. Have you seen Luther?
Of
course.
I haven't, but that's one that has been recommended to me by many people. Yeah, I gotta check that out.
I also was gonna watch Wentworth. Because you had recommended it. But then my friend Becky recommended Jail Girls, which is a documentary about girls in jail. It's one of those, like, remember I told you I learned that people meet on the bowl? It's one of those kind of things.
What do you mean meet on the bowl?
Yeah.
Is that some kind of slang?
Yeah. Well, it's literally, what does that mean? They empty out their toilet bowls and talk through the toilet.
Yes, 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 yes.
And then it makes their face break out.
That's also where they make hooch.
My friend was like, I don't care who you are or how much I think I like you. I don't want your poop letters. That was Becky Dorf.
Shout out Becky Dorf. Hi, Becky.
She works at Jimmy Kimmel, and she was supposed to get me into Maren Morris, and I missed it.
Oh, no.
Anyway, what are we ranting about? I think we just put everyone on hold.
We're raving about Idris Elba. And Philippa Souza Gregory.
She didn't write marches.
She's playing the drums. You just showed me that you definitely did this when you were a Highlander.
No, I did it in band, though. And also, I am that weirdo that at every 4th of a July event, if it's playing, I'm singing it in instrument voices.
Amazing.
I love it.
Which, by the way, for those of you who've been listening all along, remember when Dana told us it was just called the Highlanders, right? I keep wanting to call you the Scottish Highlanders.
No, just Highlanders.
You are Scottish in said attire, but you left that name out. The Highlanders.
I didn't personally.
No, she didn't. Dana finally found the picture that I needed like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And she is so cute. I kind of feel like I need to post it for a TBT.
You can. That's fine.
She's adorable.
I look like a Cocker Spaniel.
No, you look adorable and a lot cuter than I did at that stage of my life. Okay?
I did have a handsome opera boyfriend at the time.
Is that when?
Yeah.
Well, it all makes sense. And she also had a fur crossbody pouch that she wore.
Yes. That was part of the uniform.
What was in there? Lipstick?
Nothing. It was fake. Oh,
well, I love it.
And we had spats and everything.
I don't need the spats, but the rest of it, I'm judgy. All about. Do you still have the outfit, or you guys had to turn?
No,
nobody
we had
owned
to turn.
It?
No, we had to turn them in.
That'd be a real
what
cute.
Would I need it for?
I don't know.
You think Dan Tipton
wants
to see
role play
me?
With your husband?
See me? I'm like, hey, baby.
Can I take your order? I work at the Tilted Kilt. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Drum solo.
That would be.
Come here, sexy.
Oh, my God. One rim job coming right up.
Jessica! Mr. Young! That was your daughter.
He doesn't know what it means, I can assure you.
He's gonna Google it! And then he's gonna write, excuse me, rim jobs?
Literally crying, and I just snorted. So there's that. And now Dana is playing the Wicked Witch of the East.
I love you so much.
Her toes are curling up in her striped socks under the coffee table as we speak.
I just told on you. We're so old.
Oh my.
And I just told on you. Oh, Dana. Good one. High five.
Oh, my God. And the way she was laughing was like when the gremlins go off the rails at midnight. Oh, my God.
Don't feed me. Please, though, don't feed me.
Amazing.
Okay, should we do a cleansing breath?
Holy crap. Cleansing breath? I haven't even said my rant
ready.
Yet.
Okay, sorry, you go.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make mine short and sweet because I will get too angry about it. This is actually kind of like a self-deprecating rant myself. I need to know why I have such an issue saying no to people. And that goes oftentimes. So I'm getting better about it. I think with friends, I used to be like, well, I'm obligated or I have to.
Right.
Or I have to have a good excuse. No, we are all allowed to just say no.
Yes.
Sometimes. And I don't have to have a reason.
Too, but...
And truly, like, yes, absolutely. There are times where we'd all rather be sitting in pajamas watching Netflix,
right.
But there's a time to show up, and there's a time where as a friend, as a person, as a human being, you do need to show up. There's a time and a place,
right?
Where get over it and put on a good face, just like that person who has been there when you need them or supported you, right? All these things that don't mean much in the grand scheme of things. I'm projecting my problems. I need to get better, but I'm sure I'm not the only one.
It's part of self-care.
Yes.
And boundaries.
Like, instead of being like, well, I should do this, or what if I don't? Yeah, guess what? Nothing's usually happened, and I haven't missed out. I mean, I was the queen of FOMO. I didn't go away. I didn't study abroad in college because of what might happen at my school in those 6 months. You know what happened? Me not getting to live in France and come back fluent in French. That's what I missed out on.
God, I would have liked you so much better.
I know. But seriously, like, that's when you're missing out on something, right? Not the stupid parties and whatever went on at college that I had for the other 4 years.
Like, and can I say this too? And I'm guilty of the same thing, but for me, outside eyes looking at your life, just because I'm aware of so much of it, because I force you to tell me everything.
Shut up.
You are so busy all of the time from morning till midnight. It's okay for you to say no.
I know.
It really is. In fact, it's probably healthy for you to say no.
It's true.
To some things.
No,
for sure.
Totally. And sometimes you need to, yes, like I hear like both of my parents in my ear saying like, well, you need to take care of yourself, or you're an adult, or why are you going out so late, or blah, 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 where I'd roll my eyes. And now sometimes I'm like, why am I going out?
Yeah.
So, or like, I didn't need to do this, but I have a really, really hard time with saying no to people that I shouldn't care.
Yeah.
That I'm saying no to.
Right.
And
who would also probably say no to you in a heartbeat.
Without question.
Yeah.
But like, I recently did something that cost me a lot of money, and it was purely because I was too embarrassed to say no. And to say no to someone, not saying no to you, who I'm going to see and talk to all the time.
Right.
This is a person that I will most likely never see again.
Right.
Don't have to have any interaction with.
Yeah.
But I get real weird and real.
I want to commend you, though, because you did try to put a stop to it at one point.
Yes.
And the person pushed back again.
Yeah.
So that's rough. That's really rough.
And that was a big deal for me to go, okay, so you freaked about it for 24 hours. Now stop doing this, which I always do.
Yeah.
Take 2 to 5 minutes.
And take action.
Take action.
Yes.
So I can let go of that stress.
Yes.
That soreness, as we say in Yiddish. Like, seriously, it's like just crap that you're hanging on to. And I have to learn how to stop doing it because I watch someone else do it right in front of me without batting an eye.
Said no.
And I'm actually angry, I guess. And this person's much younger than me. And I'm like, wow, she had the confidence and the swagger to just be like, nope, no can do.
Yeah.
And she didn't feel obligated and just walked right away. And I was like,
well, you were filling out your order.
Great. Yeah, it's just, I don't know why that is. I have a weird guilt with strangers.
I do too. That's why I try not to make eye contact with people peddling makeup and want to give you a makeover or moisturizer. Just let me put it on your face, because I have a hard time saying no.
Or at craft fairs. Yeah, well, in the mall when they're like, excuse me, lady. Do you? And I'm always like, no, thank you.
No,
and they're
like,
you don't brush your hair. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
As I'm walking by.
Yeah.
Like that, I make a beeline for. But yeah, same when I go to trade shows, or if you go to any of like the local craft fairs.
Yeah.
I might want to look at your stuff, but I can't handle it. I do like a read, a walk by, where I'll like walk by and I'll be like, nope, that lady's staring at me and she is going to be
She's going to be on top of me. Yeah.
If you kind of act uninterested, then I'll definitely peruse your booth, because I don't have to worry about you trying to hard sell me on anything.
I also am the person that, like, you'll understand this, maybe some people won't, but we have teams, improv teams, like we talked about earlier. Yeah. And when I was younger, I would get on these teams and be like, oosh, this is not going well, or oosh, I don't want this rehearsal tonight, whatever it is. But I would always go, no, I said I would do it. I would say, and then people would start dropping like flies, and then it would get to a point where I couldn't leave, or I would be a jerk.
Correct.
And leave people high and dry. And then, so part of my advice to you is just say no and get out quick before anyone else.
No, it's true. It's true. I mean, again, I'm getting better. I've definitely done it more recently than I've probably ever done in my life, where I'm like, stop being a jerk. You've thought about this too much. This means you don't want to do it. You know, in your gut, you know. But I also sometimes go, well, do I not want to do it because I really don't want to? Or am I second guessing myself and I just need to say yes and I'm going to end up liking it?
I know, because I do that literally. Dan Tipton.
And sometimes I do end up liking it. I mean, it's such a bloody double-edged sword.
Dan Tipton is always like, every time I have to go somewhere, I always go, oh, I wish I had said it. I wouldn't have said I was. And he goes, you say this every time, you're going to have fun. And I would say 91% of the time he's right.
Yep.
And then other times I'm like, why'd I do this?
Yep.
Yeah. It is. I think it is hard for some people to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, have I brought this book up? I think I have. I've been telling everyone I know, if you're an empath, and I think you're definitely an empath. It's called An Empath's Survival Guide.
I think you
guide
did.
Guide to Survival.
Mm-hmm.
And I think empaths have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay, I will leave on a positive note because I just had a lightning bolt go off in my head.
I know, your whole body jerked.
And I can't believe I forgot to say this.
What?
As a rave and or about how my week was. But if you have it in your town, go to something like this. I went to Drag Queen Bingo and you and I need to go. It was a damn blast. It has been years and my God, did it give me life.
I bet I had friends there. Now, my friend Wendy Ho, she is on tour with Bianca Del Rio in Europe right now. So
amazing.
Wendy Ho wasn't there, was she? I think usually she hosts it.
It was Foxy. Oh.
I know who you're talking about.
I follow her. She is so unreal. And Calpurnia.
I love it.
It's at a place in LA called Hamburger Mary's.
Yes.
So I know some of you smaller town folks probably don't have Drag Queen Bingo. But
yeah, I've gone to see Wendy. Wendy does shows at Hamburger Mary's every weekend, usually if she's in town.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Then can we go?
Yes, I would love to. I always tell her she lives a dream to me. She travels all over the world doing drag shows. And she's one of the few female drag queens. And she writes songs for all of the drag queens to perform.
I love it. This is Foxy Roxy Wood.
Come on. Beautiful.
She's gorgeous and absolutely hilarious.
I love it.
It was such a fun thing.
Who did you go with?
I went with my friend Lori, who started the Shoes for the Homeless shoe drive. That's still going on. She used to work for Concern Foundation, which is a major, major organization that does fundraising for cancer research.
Oh, cool.
And she worked for them for many years. So another thing that's cool about Drag Queen Bingo is, at least for the Sunday night ones, and they have it every Sunday, there is a charity that is there to raise money. The proceeds and things that are raised there is going to the charity.
I love that.
So it's phenomenal. So this was for Concern, and we went with new people that she works with at her office, and everybody was fabulous. I met amazing new people. We had a blast, so much so that we went for the first seating, and her boss goes, you guys in for a second round? And we all looked at each other and we're like, yeah.
Yes.
So we kind of shut the place down. We were there all night
and had
the best time drinking gigantic margaritas. Yes. I mean, I haven't done something like that in years.
That sounds awesome.
And it was just like, when in Rome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
And I'm happy to say that I made the right decision, because I don't take ride shares a lot because I also have not had great experiences. I took an Uber.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And
you don't have to worry about
just
anything.
Don't anybody question it. If you know you're going to be drinking, just take an Uber.
Just take it.
Because everybody's like, yeah, I'm not gonna. And then if you have fun, well, you're probably maybe going to have more than one drink.
Yep.
And then just stop it.
Just don't even let it be a concern.
Also,
but follow the tips from our last episode.
Yes. But also, it was in West Hollywood. There's nowhere to park there.
Nope,
ever.
Nowhere.
And so even if I wasn't going to drink, I'm like, you know what? There's no parking there, period.
No, you would have had to park miles away and then Uber from your car.
Yes. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So hats off to a fine evening in WeHo at Drag Queen Bingo.
Did you just turn into the Mad Hatter? I don't understand. What character was that?
I don't know.
Hats off to...
A fine evening, indeed.
A fine evening, indeed.
Steppy time.
Are you going to clear my chimney?
Hi, Cuckalorum.
Oh, what's that mean?
I don't know. It's from The Water Babies.
What?
It's like a weird British cartoon that was based on an old novel from the 1800s.
Get your shoulders down out of your ears.
Hi, Cuckalorum. Hi, Cuckalorum. Happy to be in company with hi.
What are you punching?
You never saw it? It's a little boy who turns, it, like, it starts out live action. It's about chimney sweeps. And then
do you love it? Because you're so excited right now.
Yeah, but it's also like scary. And then the kid falls into a river and it turns animated. And he is befriended by a Scottish lobster. And I say
come
Scottish because he's wearing a Scottish cap. No, I was a child.
Hey, on a somber note,
yes.
Sid Haig passed away.
I don't know.
You would know him if you saw him. He plays a scary clown in everything. He was in House of 1,000 Corpses. He's like a horror
icon. I mean, I'm sorry
icon.
For his passing, but I'm not sorry to not see him
as a
clown.
Yeah, you don't like scaries.
Was he the clown in American Horror Story Freak
no,
Show?
No, that's a different guy. That guy does great.
I don't like him either. I don't want him to die, but I don't like him either.
I know. He's in the new American Horror Story. He also plays a bad guy.
Did you watch it last week?
Yeah.
So did you freak out about the opening? No.
Wait, maybe I haven't caught up yet. Wait, we can't have spoilers anyway.
It's the one it's like 80s
yeah.
horror movies.
Yes, yes.
So you didn't see me freak out about the opening, which they're playing the song from Staying Alive. And they're
no,
like,
I didn't see this.
Oh my God. So shout out to Danielle Weeks, if you're listening.
I love her.
She's the only person apparently on the planet that loves the movie Staying Alive as much as me. And I told her I own it and we need to have a viewing party. And she's
great.
Said
I'll bring Xanadu. I'll bring Xanadu. It'll be a double feature.
I love it. No, it was so like specific. They even used the same neon writing.
Oh, I'm kind of, I haven't.
If
noticed.
You haven't seen Staying Alive, you're probably like, "What the hell are you talking about?" But if you have,
I've
and you love it,
it
as much as we do, I freaked out. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is the opening to Staying Alive." But it was like aerobics instead
of dancing.
So
you watched it?
Yeah.
So you know who the guy is then, the scary guy?
Yeah, but you didn't see him.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Yeah.
Maybe I looked away at those parts. I'm a real scaredy cat. You know that. But I do watch that show.
Yeah, it's a goodie. It's a goodie.
I just totally hijacked your clown. I'm sorry, clown that passed away.
Oh, yeah. Sid Haig. He's a horror icon. He actually like babysat my nanny when she was a
what?
Kid. She had no idea he was a horror dude.
I hope not.
Until she was a full-blown adult. She's like, I just remember.
Did her parents know?
Yeah, they knew. But she's like, I just remember like picking apples with him and stuff. Anyway, he passed on, so rest in peace, sir, and thanks for scaring me a lot.
Yes.
He was 80, I think they said.
Oh wow.
Yeah, nice long life. Are we ready for cleansing breath?
Yeah, I think I need a breathing treatment after that.
Okay, if you're by yourself, you can shout it out if you want. If you're not by yourself, you can do it silently, but please, we're asking. Breathing is good for you.
It is.
Please follow instructions. Okay. Okay, in. And. Good job, Jessica.
It's great.
How'd it feel?
It feels good.
Do you feel alive?
I feel like I needed another one and I did.
Good for you. Everybody breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. We're going to go into corners.
Yes.
Am I up for corners?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
This one is Weirdo of the Week.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you bring your weirdness here?
Oh my God.
Never gonna stop.
It's never gonna stop. And I hate that I know it so well.
You hate that you asked for it.
Okay, so this is Weirdo of the Week for sure. Eco-conscious couple allegedly looking for roadkill chef to prepare wedding menu.
No.
Yeah. This is from odditycentral.com from September 20th. This past summer, British media reported the bizarre job ad posted by an eco-conscious couple looking to pay a chef £5,000 to prepare a wedding banquet out of roadkill. The unusual ad featured on Bark.com, the UK's leading online local service marketplace, mentioned that the couple had already sourced about 20 kilograms of roadkill, including squirrel, pheasant, rabbit, partridge, and deer, and were looking for someone with experience in preparing courses out of wild meats. The ideal candidate would be able to skin, butcher, and joint the cuts of meat, as well as prepare them in such a way that the guests wouldn't know what meat they were eating.
Nope.
Also, if you've already collected this roadkill, how long has this been dead?
Thank you.
And your wedding's not for months, I'm sure. I'm not going to that wedding.
I'm
going to
freezing it. I don't care. Even worse than that, and that is the first thing I thought of, what you just said.
Yes.
Usually, if you're hit by a car, especially as an animal, you may also be crushed from the car running over you.
Yes.
So how are they gonna, what?
But that's why they're saying prepare it in such a way that the guests wouldn't know what meat they're eating. Oh. I'm sorry. I want
to know. It's raccoon.
What,
you'd never know you'd because never the stomach know. Was flattened out completely.
Jessica. Gross.
It is gross.
I mean, remember when
you want to be eco-friendly? Have a vegetarian menu.
Yes, exactly. And also, like, I'm all about, you know, people were making fun of Honey Boo Boo's family because whenever there was roadkill deer, then the police in their area would call them and say, hey, there's this roadkill. Do you? And they would use the meat. Mm. Now, I find it disgusting. I also don't like deer meat. But I do get, if the animal is dead.
I'm not making fun of it when it comes to a deer because it's probably pretty well
intact.
That's
a lot. Yes. And that's a lot of meat.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, a little squirrel or pheasant?
No.
And then you're going to serve it to me at your wedding to celebrate your union? Nope. No, I don't. Two people like you need not be together.
I'm also really horrified because I specifically drove, when I say right past, I mean I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic heading out of Vegas coming back from Utah, and there was like a long-eared hare, if you will,
no.
a rabbit. Yes. On the side of the road, but I got a good gander at it. No, I didn't once think that would make a nice
delicious.
Meal.
Delicious. No. Have I ever told you about when my mom ran over the roadkill skunk?
No.
And the bones.
Oh, I did that. I did that once.
The bones. Well, first of all, our entire car smelled like skunk. Yep. We were all gagging. There was a Thanksgiving turkey in the trunk and we couldn't eat it.
No.
And then our tire exploded because a bone poked a hole in it.
What?
Yeah. It was awful.
Okay, that's
And
horrifying.
That was before the days of cell phones. Like, we just didn't show up to our families with the turkey.
Were you guys like me and you thought like a chemical bomb had gone off? Because I didn't know what happened. And I did run over a skunk.
It's awful, isn't it?
They recently, within the last year.
Do you know they closed down the park up here because they found a family of skunks that sprayed some children at the playground?
Oh my God.
So they had to rope off and they had to relocate the family of skunks.
Oh my God. The smell is so beyond. I ran over one and seriously, it...
That would make me cry, by the way.
Well, I didn't know what it was. Honestly, I just felt a...
No,
I did. And all of a sudden, the most horrific smell came over my car. And I'm like, did I just run over a bag of chemicals? Of
and course, it doesn't
I'm
go away.
Like
You're like, all those bags of chemicals they
that
leave
are laying
out.
Around at the exit
highway.
Of Vineland Avenue. No, but I was so freaked out because it was instantaneous to feeling the bump and that. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I couldn't get... I'm sorry for cursing.
You got so upset. Usually I'm the potty mouth.
I didn't know why I'm so filthy, but I tried to be clean here. What a joke. I didn't know what it was. I was a mile from my house. I walked in and Alan freaked out the minute I walked in the door and started dry heaving. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that
so
does not
smell,
go away.
No, it had like emanated through my car and got on me, on my skin, on my clothes. It was beyond.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism.
Oh God, but they're so
they're
cute.
They're so cute.
I actually
you
love them.
You can have their stink bags removed in
That's
the
mean.
Sweet, but it's mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to have roadkill. I don't. You can take your eco-friendly
freaking wedding
hipster BS.
Like if you
and
have
I don't think being eco-friendly is BS. Please don't misconstrue.
No. But you can
but
have
that
like
is
your
BS.
Weirdo Thursday night party. Like, hey, friends, come and we're gonna eat roadkill. But don't serve it at your wedding because I ain't coming.
No, neither am I.
And don't invite your grandma to that. Don't serve her roadkill.
I'm gonna post some things from Paxton Gate in San Francisco, because this is really where I'm fine with doing something with roadkill. There is an artist that takes roadkill animals and then she cleans the skeletons. And I mean, like, they look
the
fake. They've been bleached out. They're immaculate.
Yeah.
And then she dresses them in, like, Jacobean clothing.
Just the skeletons?
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, articulated and then dressed up?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Actually amazing.
That's kind of cool.
Paxton Gate is one of those stores that like has sells all weird, kinds of
like necromancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
They sell minerals and they sell those things that owls cough up and they sell
that's their version
taxidermy.
Of poop. Owl pellets.
It's owl pellets.
Yeah.
It's your son would lose his mind in that
I
store.
Probably would lose
it's
my mind.
It's really, really cool.
I go to necromancy several like yeah. at least a couple of times a year. I just find it fascinating.
This one's much bigger.
Wow.
It's like on a bigger scale.
Love it.
And not as morose and macabre, I would say.
Yeah.
But well, still amazing.
I'm glad we're not invited to this wedding.
It's like we okay. know a lot about roadkill.
I know. Okay, well, that was my corner.
I love it.
You have a celebrity corner, which means
Hollywood. Hollywood. She's waving her ribbon from Highlanders, loud
I
and proud.
It was a top hat.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Okay. Sean Penn gives...
Already I'm in.
Exactly.
This is going to be crazy, I'm sure.
Sean Penn gives David Spade a tattoo honoring Chris Farley.
Well, that's sweet.
It is sweet.
But is he a tattoo artist?
And I will tell you this, and I love this so much, a really quick aside before I read this. The way that Spade and Farley became such good friends, they had never met before they started working on SNL together, and they ended up sharing a dressing room.
Uh-huh.
And I remember reading about this when Chris Farley died. David Spade was in the dressing room, and he's like, the door flies open, and this big, wacky dude walks in. He's like, I didn't know what to expect. And the first thing Chris Farley did, and you know how small David Spade is, especially in relation to Chris Farley.
Yes, yes.
First thing he did was pick up his jean jacket and try to put it on, and of course it didn't fit, and that's where fat guy in a little coat. That's where that was born.
Aww.
But that's the first thing he did, and he's like, I knew I loved this guy.
Oh, that's sweet.
So awesome. I was thinking of all these Farley stories lately, and I've been connected with him for years and years, and I thought, might as well stay connected to him through a tattoo, the SNL veteran says. David Spade has a new tattoo honoring Chris Farley, and the only thing better than the ink is the artist who gave it to him. Sean Penn.
That's crazy.
Spade got the tattoo during a segment on his Comedy Central talk show, Lights Out with David Spade.
Uh-huh.
That show just started, by the
yes.
way. So this
very
happened
recent.
Like within the last month.
Yeah.
The tattoo honoring his late friend and Saturday Night Live icon is only the second one Spade has. Penn is also the artist who did Spade's first tattoo during a sketch on SNL in 1995.
During a sketch?
I need to see that.
Me too.
Because I don't remember that.
Oh.
For the new one, Spade got Farley's initials on his bicep. I don't know what tattoo to get, Spade said. The talk show host shared a new story about Farley and their time on SNL, which is pretty gross. Spade and Penn also talked about the Oscar-winning actor's new book. Watch the tattoo session and hear Spade's gross Farley story below.
What on earth would make you go, oh, I know, I'll ask Sean Penn to give me a
tattoo. Exactly. And who had him give him the first tattoo in 95 live
for
on
a
the
sketch.
Air?
And also, as a person, if you said to me, Dana, I want you to give me a tattoo, I would be like, you're insane. No,
okay.
I should never be allowed to give anyone a tattoo.
Exactly.
I mean, I have nerve damage in my right hand anyway, so you'd end up with like, off your skin.
I mean, it goes back to prison, but yeah, I'd probably, if I ever did get a tattoo, end up with some crazy prison style tattoo.
Why? It's your choice what goes on your body, Jessica. That's what you would choose?
Oh my God. You know how many times I've looked through the book of Russian prison tattoos?
Shut.
They're so elaborate.
Up.
Yeah.
I want you to get young.
I don't
on
condone crime. I don't want anyone to misconstrue, but I am admittedly fascinated. I guess that's my.
That's your true crime.
Version of true crime. Yes.
Yeah.
I watch the shit out of prison shows. So does my dad.
So do I.
Yeah. Locked
All
up
of
abroad,
them locked up
everything.
Abroad is terrifying
yeah,
to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Wentworth, bringing it back to Wentworth.
Okay,
you guys are
okay,
missing out.
Okay, I'll get into it once I finish my girl jailbirds. Okay.
So, yeah,
well,
look for that video.
Hollywood. I am kind of curious about the story, but if they're saying it's gross, it's probably really gross.
Yeah.
I don't think I need it in my life. Should we move on into our raves?
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to start off. I have a really cute little good news rave that I just love. I got to get out of the roadkill section
oh my God.
of my phone. Okay. 92-year-old man volunteers at nursing home in his wife's honor.
Oh.
And look at him. I mean, is he not precious?
Oh, come on.
When you walk around the Hebrew Home Senior Living Facility in Riverdale, New York, you'll naturally see a lot of people in their 90s using walkers. But one of those people shouldn't be mistaken for a resident. He's 92-year-old Jerry Schneider, a volunteer. Schneider may be old enough to live at the senior home, but instead, he goes there to work. He first visited Hebrew Home in 2007 when his wife was diagnosed with cancer and went there for care. I would see her every day and wheel her around, Schneider told CBS News. We used to see a lot of lonely people, and my wife said, you know, later on, you ought to volunteer. At first, Schneider didn't think he'd return to volunteer. He thought his wife would recover and come home, but she unfortunately passed away. Then a few years later, Schneider's son reminded him about his wife's suggestion. So 8 years ago, he signed up to visit seniors at the nursing home. On the first day, he was handed three names of residents who needed a pick-me-up. The first was David Oscar, and to this day, he still visits Oscar's room first.
Oh,
come on. He comes usually every Tuesday, Oscar told CBS News during Schneider's weekly visit. See, I don't have good eyesight, so sometimes he reads to me, but mostly we chat back and forth. Schneider told CBS News, that's what most of the residents are looking for, a friend to chat with. He admits that it may be unusual to see a volunteer old enough to live at Hebrew Home. Some of them would just ask if I were a resident. What floor am I on? What room am I in? Schneider said, I'd have to say, no, I'm only a volunteer. One person said, but you're 92. Why are you a volunteer? You're too old for that, Schneider recalled. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm here for you. Schneider said most residents enjoy the fact that he's their age. It makes him so much more relatable. We have so much in common, Oscar told CBS News about Schneider. The two friends talk about politics, the news, reminisce about life before everyone had devices and smartphones. Oscar said he was born in 1932. Reminding Schneider he's about 6 years younger, to which Schneider replied, oh, you're a youngster. Schneider knows most people at the Hebrew Home are just looking for a friend to talk to, and he's happy to be that for them. His friendship has changed Oscar for the better. Schneider said his friend used to be a quiet introvert. Now he looks forward to their chats. Aww. Look at them together. Cute. Except for the fact that he's a volunteer and comes to see me, I don't have too many visitors, Oscar told CBS News. And so I look forward very much to when he does come. For Schneider, the visits help him too. This gives me a little extra life. I'm meeting people here, talking. Otherwise, I'd have no one to talk to at home, said the New York native. I mean, I look at myself and I say, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. That is precious. It really hits home for me too, because we've been a little vague, but I've opened up a little bit more that my mom is ill and she had to go to a rehab facility for a little while. And most of the people in there were older than her and had no one to come visit them. Right. They made friends with a lady in the common room that just wanted to play board games. I mean, these people are lonely.
Absolutely.
And their families, for whatever reason, whether they can't handle seeing them like that or they live far away, whatever it is, they've just kind of abandoned them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real shame.
Or they're the last ones left.
Or they're the last
like
ones of their family.
Everyone else has passed.
Yes. So that's something that I have always, always wanted to do is just go talk to older people. I don't know how, if you can just like show up at a nursing home. I doubt that's possible. If anyone knows of any outreach programs like that, will
totally.
You please let us know?
I'm going to ask my stepmother, because she used to volunteer specifically at a senior home near where they are in Florida.
Because obviously I love talking.
But people would love it. And yes, like my stepmother did that, and she used to go in. She taught some of the women who were able to and who had like, you know, use of their hands, how to crochet or knit. I don't remember. I know there's a difference,
yes.
But whatever. She would sit and make blankets there and give those to residents. And like those who could do it, I think also joined in. But it was more about the talking. Like she befriended a woman so much that I remember when my brother got married, she had the woman come to like one of the services at the temple before the wedding. Yeah, because she
had a bond.
Such a beautiful relationship with her.
See, that's the only thing that makes me nervous is I don't want to lose anybody.
I know.
But
I'm telling you,
they're filled with so much life experience and history and they just want to connect.
I bet you'd be really good with that. And like for
real. I love it.
Not everyone can work with children. Not everyone can work with geriatrics, like an older human, but it means so much. It also is, you know, I would be willing to go with you, but I admit it's sad for me because I get sad.
I know, but I think...
But I did it in high school.
I think it would feel different when you left and saw how happy they were.
I was in a club and we specifically, that was like our charity. The club was called Kietz. It was like a service club. And we went to a nursing home in Canton, Georgia, which was outside of the part of Atlanta I grew up in. And so many people there had no visitors.
Yeah, they're just forgotten and it's devastating.
You have no idea how they lit up. We would go like once a month and it just absolutely.
And I wish I had like baby chickens to bring or something.
Well, I don't know. I was there when they did bring in cats.
Yeah.
For people to pet, like, you know, service pets.
Mm-hmm. I mean, service pets are a huge, huge, wonderful thing.
Amazing.
They make people happy. When my mom was in the rehab facility, my baby sister would bring her kitty cat up in the car and then bring my mom out to visit her kitty cat in the car. And it was so good for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I love that this man does that.
At that age, too.
At that age.
Where he deserves to be.
Somebody should come visit him.
I know.
It's beautiful.
But I bet that's keeping him young.
I think it is. And it's in memory of his wife. I love that it was came from his wife. Like, it's beautiful. I love it. It made me feel good to read that story.
It's really sweet. Okay, now on the opposite spectrum of raves, opposite just in terms of young and old, this is about a young lady that I guarantee
You've already heard about. Yeah.
But this is an extra little spin on her story that's been making waves for the past month, but especially this week. Greta Thunberg makes Time Magazine, list of women who will change the world.
Yes.
Already amazing, because she is a young little lady.
And she's amazing.
Teenage climate campaigner Greta Thunberg has made it to Time Magazine's list of 15 women who will change the world.
Yes, yes, yes.
The upcoming issue, 2050, How Earth Changed, is dedicated to the biggest crisis facing our planet, climate change. Mm-hmm. The United Nations estimates that all of those displaced by climate change, 80% are women.
Wow.
Now, I find that very interesting, and I don't understand what that is, but I would like to look into that more, because that is staggering.
Hmm.
In a statement sent to Plant-Based News, Time Editor-in-Chief and CEO said, "What you will not find in this issue are climate change skeptics. Core to our mission is bringing together diverse perspectives. Experts can and should debate the best route to mitigating the effects of climate change, but there is no serious doubt that those effects are real."
What I think is so amazing about her, did you see the video of her interview this week when she was crying?
Yes, and I'm sorry. That's what I thought I had pulled up. So this kid in August took a 15-day boat trip across the Atlantic.
To New York? Is that where she landed?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then came to do months-long tour of the Americas with a zero carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
"This is an existential crisis that is going to affect our whole civilization. The biggest crisis humanity has ever faced," she says. "I'm not planning to stop this movement, and I don't think anyone else is either."
Mm-hmm. But I like how she said, it really did like sting. She said, you know, now you ruined my childhood and my dreams, because this is a concern that has to weigh heavy on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You stole my childhood, and now you're leaning on me to fix the problem. How dare you?
Yep.
And she's not wrong.
I totally agree.
Like,
I botched that so much.
No, it's okay. I also, like, my family, when I was back home, I was talking about recycling something or whatever, and I was like, what do you mean you don't have that? And they were like, well, we just don't. I don't know. It's the city, you know? And
right.
I said, they were like, why do you get in such a twist about it? And I said, because I want my son to have a planet to live on.
Of course.
Like, it's not just me I'm thinking about in the here and now and whether or not I can just toss this out.
Yeah.
It's the future of our children and our race.
Mm-hmm.
The human race. Yeah.
And animals.
Yes.
Look, we don't get political. This is so bold of me to say, but I don't care. I mean, people can do whatever they want and deny it, but this is an issue I think you and I will both agree on and always talk about. Like, it's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless these kids for standing up seriously.
Yeah, she's not wrong. Shame on us for not fixing this for them.
It's major.
Yeah.
And they're aware of it. Why is
this
generation more aware than our parents are or
because
will ever
they have to be? Because they will not have a place to live. And I've caught myself saying this about gun control and stuff. And again, we're not political, but I do want to say, you know, these younger generations are so active and are so vocal about it.
Yep.
And it's like, shame on us. We have robbed them of their childhood.
Of
my little kid has to do gun drills.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You know, I I didn't have to do that. Nope. We had tornado drills.
Never even heard it. Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
And yeah, that is on me because I keep saying to myself, I hope they can fix this. Well, why should they have to fix it? Right. We're the grown-ups.
Right.
We are the grown-ups.
Of course.
And we are destroying our planet. What is to come of them?
Yeah.
And her speech was so emotional.
It was amazing.
It was so heartfelt and came from deep within that I did feel ashamed. How dare I look to the youth to fix our problems? Anyway, I don't know what to say about it. I don't know how to fix it. But thank God that there are young people like her who do have their eyes out and do want to make change and are affecting grown-ups like me. Anyway, I think she's amazing. I love that she's using the attention she's garnered to try and make a difference.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing. You know, we always talk about what we want to do with this show and what our mission is. And we're just trying to get the word out, and it's really cool to see someone as young as her,
of course,
so powerfully getting word out.
Yep.
I think it's amazing.
And I will tell you really quick, she and 15 other children from around the world filed a legal complaint against five nations over the climate crisis through the UN Convention on Rights of the Child.
Wow.
I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing that when I was 14.
No. Mm-mm. I wasn't even asking the questions that would lead me to that.
No, I was crying over being grounded from not being able to watch 90210 or something.
Yeah,
like
I wasn't even allowed to go with anybody yet. Did you have that term, go with?
Yes.
Because my parents would always say, where are you going?
Right.
That's not the point.
Right.
Anyway, that's a different subject.
Hilarious.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
I guess I should tell everybody how they can contact us and tell us everything we've done wrong maybe in this episode. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. You can find us at our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a little contact button. You can reach us there, or you can email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Please rate, review, subscribe. Still, if you want to write us a review, we're still making videos for people. We're putting a couple up each week. Mm-hmm. We highlight them so you can go through our stories and look at them. We're just being silly and saying hi and thank you.
Yeah. We're going to leave you with this as we're entering into the autumnal months.
Yes, our weekly point to ponder is very autumnal.
Maple, are you okay with it replacing pumpkin spice as the new king of autumn?
Jessica believes that maple is trying to take over pumpkin.
Which I'm very happy about.
I'm not mad about it either. I'm sorry, but I don't need a pumpkin jello or a pumpkin frosted flakes.
Only pumpkin ravioli.
No, man.
Yes.
No.
With a brown butter sage sauce. Trust
me. No,
I'm
going to punch your face. No.
But I don't like pumpkin spice latte or all that. But you get your butt over to Trader Joe's and get that new maple ice cream with ginger cookies
if you want
your world to turn around. And the new maple spiced coffee, which my husband may or may not have bought 6 bags of.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. We'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.